Good evening, Glexus.
Hello.
Glexus, I have an issue with my financial abundance where it really goes up and down quite a bit. I have some real funny cycles with it, and I was told fairly recently it has something to do with my mother stuff. I always thought it had to do with father stuff abundance, but this person had mentioned to me that they thought it was more coming from mother stuff, where I had abuse issues growing up as a small child. And so I just wanted to get your view on that. Haven't been able to really hold on to any of the big stuff. It just kind of eludes me.
All right. Well, we don't see that you really have any issue with your childhood anymore.
Oh, okay.
Okay, it's not there. And if you keep looking there, you'll find something, don't worry.
Okay.
But you don't need to. That's a lot of extra work, all right?
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to give your child self, your inner child self, the power here.
Right.
At the very least, or even the most, what you might want to do is just go to your child self and give him everything he needs, a wonderful, loving parents, perfect relationships with them, freedom. They have a lot of money. They do all sorts of great things. Everything's wonderful. The house is great. The friends are fabulous, blah, 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 blah. Just give him a perfect life and then tell him to stay there.
Okay. Okay. Very good.
Don't keep going back in there and pulling him out and saying, "Are you having troubles with mother?"
Okay, well, Galexis, what would you suggest to ramp things up from where you're sitting and what you see?
From what we're sitting, we sense that you're having more of a problem with the young adult still.
Oh, the young adult. Okay.
The young adult is the one that gets, as we were talking about earlier, with this dear one. The young adult is the one who gets hooked up subconsciously into the status modality. And it's really, sometimes it's much harder to dismantle it out of the young adult. The young adult can get locked up into fantasy of big amounts of money and thinks, "Oh, I'm in the money now," and then everything starts to fizzle. That's typical young adult energy. It doesn't anchor, it doesn't ground well. Okay, so what we're seeing here is that you don't have a consistent momentum because you kind of get caught up into elation and fantasy, and then you get into so much work, and then there's anger in there. You get angry. There's frustration and anger in there, and then you move back up, and you kind of go back and forth between the elation and the anger.
Okay.
And we sense that creates yo-yo effect, and that doesn't allow the receiving and the flow out to balance. Because when you're in the elation, there's too much flow out and you're not receiving. And then when you get into the frustration and the anger and things will sludge down, and then your receiving blocks off. And then your giving blocks off too, so you lose your momentum. It gets all kind of plugged up. Then you have to start it all over again. So the thing is that a person who has a lot of passion naturally in their system, like yourself, will have a tendency towards this because your natural temperament is not oriented to plodding through and something consistent and regular and predictable. That's not your temperament. You know that, yes?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so it's hard to kind of set up money to plod and be predictable and to be reliable in that sense when that's not your temperament.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a lot of passion. So what you do is that when you're in the elation mode, you got to make special effort to expand your self-image and stay grounded and stay in the reality zone. And I stay where it's real enough, but not too real. And you just have to do that by grounding and connecting with the forces of nature. Your spirit helpers can help you some with that as well.
Okay.
And then ask for receiving, because it looks like at that time that you're receiving, but you're not really. You're pumping out energy. you're just, there's a spray of light coming out of you, and it's very attractive and so on, and very exciting, but you're not really receiving that much there. You tend to wait till you get into the daily grind, because you think it's got to be a consistent thing. So you get into the daily grind where you do all the kind of the groundwork, the footwork, and so on, and then you look for it there. But the thing is that what you want to do is that in that elation period, in the passion period, is that be sure and watch to make sure that energy is flowing in you, into you. And that means that the people that you're working with and the people that you're connecting to, that the energy is flowing into you. And no status. Get rid of all the status stuff. The elation period is very status riddled. And it's very tricky to stay out of status and just stay very real. But that's what we would suggest. And then that passion will get that flow going. You see, and the flows will go to highs, and you will not be able to sustain the highs. We're sorry to tell you, and that we're going to tell all of you, that's not the way it works. Reality doesn't work in a straight vertical line. It doesn't. It's not like a graph where you start with zero and you go to 100. It goes up at an even diagonal. You know, that's a fantasy, right? Money doesn't work that way. Money comes in a bunch. You integrate there, and it goes down a little bit. And as you integrate, and then you build and expand yourself, it'll go up another bunch. It'll stair step, in a sense. So there's peaks and valleys, peaks higher, valleys. And that's what you want to work with, okay? That's your creative energy and your temperament will find that much more useful. And most people who are spiritually oriented function really well with non-linear process, okay? Even though you try your damnedest to be linear and logical, okay? But it doesn't really work that well because it's not your nature.
Right.
Right? So recognize there will be peaks. You cannot sustain the peaks, but you've got to, at that peaks, you cannot keep pushing. As it's starting to dip, you can't work harder. If it's once it starts to go past the peak, it starts to come down on the other side, you need to pause and reset yourself. Reset your motivation, reset your self-image, reset your ambition, reset your choices. You need to go through a whole integration of what you experienced, what you learned, and bring it into you and make it part of you. And then as it goes down, it'll bottom out at the place where you will make that reset. You'll make a new choice. You'll get a new idea about how to expand, and you'll put yourself back together and in a kind of a new, slightly new orientation as a benefit of what you've learned and so on. And it's going to be expanded. It's going to be better. And then you move your energies in there, making sure the energies are coming in to support you. And so on, and you rise up, and you can go to higher peak.
I see.
But always recognize that what happens is that you can panic, and every one of you can panic when the peak is passed and it's going down. You're going, wait, what's happening? What's happening? No, don't go, don't leave. I'll work harder. I'll do anything. I'll push. I'll drive. And as soon as you do that, you're losing the energy. You really have lost it. But when it starts to wane, it means time for you to pause, time for you to integrate, time for you to take it inside and reset, reevaluate, realign to your motivation, realign, make sure that you're not stuck in any kind of issues with receiving, make sure that the people that you work with, that you're interacting with, you know, just are truthful, evaluate your perceptions, get yourself really clear. And when you do that, then you know how to proceed again. And then you will have rested. You can put energy into it from your true motivational body and not require the slave driver and not be filled with fear. And you can go right back into the high, into that pleasureful zone that happens as you build upwards. So that's what we would suggest.
Right. Alexis, can you take just a quick look at something? I am interested in maybe going into a little different direction in my life as far as doing a sitcom, and I've been writing with a well-known comic right now. Do you see any light around that for me?
Well, yes, that's really in alignment with your temperament.
Oh, great. Okay.
You know it is.
Yeah.
When you're working on it, don't you feel high?
Yeah, it's fun.
Oh, it's so much fun, and it sparks your creativity, and your passion gets into it, and so on. The rational, logical, internal parent of you says, "You've got to be kidding." Right? That may be your mother, maybe your father. But who cares? Just be aware that it's there and say, "Well, hell no. I'm finally doing something that's really fun." You see? So just be true to yourself, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right? Now, as far as making money with that, it's too early to tell.
Okay.
But we do see that it's very much in sync with your temperament and your personality, and it could be just a heck of a lot of fun and very energizing for you. And that's a good thing. You can use good energizing things.
Yes, definitely.
Because you can get yourself pretty wasted if you work too much.
Yeah.
Or try
for sure.
too hard.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to drag yourself back up off the floor and, you know. And then you don't have to go through that kind of crisis if you keep your energies high. And that could also apply to other areas of your work, at least for right now, in the sense that when you're high from that and you feel good from that and you feel value and you feel valuable and you feel confident, take that energy, boom, put it over here with your other work.
That's great.
And that'll pump you up your value over there. And so... And this is also, for all of you, a good tip is also if you have more than one channel of income, which we do highly recommend, actually, that it's really good to have about 3 active channels of income. So when one is dipping, another one's peaking, you know. So it just kind of gives it a well-rounded flow, and it keeps you from being too bored and too stuck in a rut, right? But if you do have more than one, you can play off of each other. When you're at the high in one, you can take that level of confidence and move it into the one that's low. And when you're in the and if you are wanting to focus on getting that low one back up, you do your pause and your reevaluation and so on, and you'll just take the energy of that high in, and it will just be such an easy thing to do that evaluation. It just makes it a lot easier, a lot more fun, and a lot more magic can happen with that. So thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you very much, Alexis. Mm-hmm.
You're welcome. All right, one more.
Hello.
Hello.
I hit a wall recently of recognition of my real monetary situation, and it woke me up into panic and fear that was already there, but now it was realized, so it actually felt better. And
Isn't that amazing how that worked?
Well, it was hell worrying about it for this many years, and then when it hit, it was like you didn't have to worry all this time. It was going to hit anyway. You might as well have just worried now.
Exactly.
So
very good.
I learned, but I don't know how to stop that. But regarding the money and investing, do you have anything to say about my nature and a positive clearance or something for me so that it works well?
All right. Well, as far as your nature is concerned, you like sharing with others. You're sharing your expertise, sharing your knowledge, sharing your work. You have good qualities as a teacher. The thing is that all of you who have been called to a spiritual path, you have a certain tendency within yourselves to have certain desire to share information, to share wisdom, because you're pulling off wisdom from other lifetimes. And you, dear one, definitely also. You need to open up to that wisdom from other lifetimes. But you see, when you are faced with a very scary situation, what do you normally do?
buck up and get on it.
That's right. Now, when you do that, you start feeling really good about yourself. You notice?
I noticed how ignorant I am about money. And it scared me, all of the studying I might need to do to not make errors in investment.
Well, you can't be concerned about that. Think about even extremely wealthy, successful people have made major errors in investment.
Yeah, I don't want to be one of them.
It's like you don't... You cannot go without mistakes.
There's
a certain aspect of reality you just are not going to control.
Okay.
You're just not going to be able to do it. So the point is that when it comes time to study money, are you going to be able to just to do it? Are you going to discover what you need to learn? You know? The thing is that when you buckle up, you generally tend to attract to yourself, because you're in a power mode, you will attract to yourself those resources that you need to figure it out, to deal with it, to handle it. You've done it before, you'll do it again. The thing that we would suggest to be different about it this time would be to do it proactively, to do it out of choice, to say, okay, I'm going to get empowered and self-sufficient and knowledgeable about money. Now, the thing is in the consensus reality, the fulfillment of that statement would require going to school and getting your MBA or something. But that doesn't teach anybody really about money. Money is an illusion, it's an energy. Like anything else, you just need to dismantle all this extra importance and significance you've put on money. Now, people think, oh, wait a minute, if I do that, though, I'm not going to make any money. Au contraire, if you take all the significance off of money and it's just another vibration, you can make it way more easily. But it has to be your choice that you focus on it and find it as a part of your spiritual path. Make it a part of your spiritual path, a part of your personal growth and development, that you're going to get empowered. You're going to be very resourceful. It's going to bring your powers, your strengths, your gifts, your talents, your attributes out. And you're going to glory in your wisdom about money. Looking at money not from the linear consensus point of view. That is so complicated. No, money's not complicated. Money is felt because it's an energy, it's a vibration. The people who are the most successful investors do it on a hunch, on their intuition. What stands in your way of this is that you still have old rage about money that has to be released. You have a tendency to hold on to this old stuff, and when crisis comes up, it's got to come out. It's got to be released. And the rage you have about money is about the extreme value that it has had in your life and how you've had to dance to the money's tune. And there's a part of you that just resented having to do that. So you have this idea that money requires way too much self-abnegation, self-sacrifice, that you have to give up something. And we would suggest this time recognize that is a younger you that was just terribly upset with money, hated money, but danced for it, loved having it, loved being given it, loved spending it, but hating what she had to do for it. And so that self may need to be healed in a meditation. Let's do one, shall we?
Great.
All right. We'll do that, and then we'll get you all pumped up with your value. And you'll be ready to go, raring to go, to manifest a whole bunches of money, right? But every one of you has had in your past a circumstance or a situation where you had to do something you didn't want to do for money. All right? Every one of you's had that experience. If you have to go all the way back to your very first job, maybe waiting tables as a high school student or something, you'll find that somewhere along the line, there was something that you had to do at some point for money. And you didn't really like to do it, but you certainly liked the money. And you needed the money. So you're willing to make that compromise. But dear ones, now you're not that willing anymore. There's a new reality calling you, beckoning you. You don't want to live according to the old agenda anymore. You don't want to sacrifice who you are just to survive. It's not what you came for. It's not worth it. All right? And we would suggest, rather than getting despondent and thinking about quitting and cutting out early from the life experience, some people do, we would suggest instead deal with this money thing. Let go of that old resentment and that old rage and that old sense of powerlessness in the face of money. Money is not some faceless taskmaster that you have to grovel for. Money is not some complex system that you have to find some kind of intricate sets of locks and codes and so on to figure out. Money is a vibration. But you made it so real that you lost a piece of yourself to it, so we're going to do a soul retrieval. Everybody's lost something to money because it's an artificial standard of value. It's not real, and it's not harmonious to soul and spirit in that regard. So let yourself get comfortable. Close your eyes. Take a nice breath or two just to relax yourself. And imagine yourself. Just imagine where a nice, beautiful place in nature. A nice, safe place in nature. A place that's gentle and soft, with a breeze. Maybe it's on a mountain top with a fantastic panoramic view, or maybe it's by the ocean, listening to the waves. Maybe it's on a back porch of an Appalachian cabin, looking over a forest. Or maybe it's in a meadow filled with flowers, or beautiful woods, or tropics, or deserts. Wherever it is, find a beautiful place for you. A place that feels good to be in. And just pay attention to this place. Just make it kind of real for yourself. You may have been here before in meditation or visualization. You may have been here before on the physical planet. But now lift it to where it just feels very peaceful and serene. A nice, beautiful place for you. And you know you've come here to meet someone, and you want it to be a nice atmosphere. And so as you relax into this place, realize there may be sounds that come from outside, and maybe your body might be a little disturbed or have an itch or need to eat. So just talk to your body and say, in just a short while, my dear friend and partner, I will satisfy that. And if there are sounds out there that are disturbing, just don't let your ego pay attention to them. The ego will go over there and fasten on them and be disturbed by them and complain about them. Let it go. Let it go. They don't have to bother you in the least. You don't have to go that deep to where it could disturb you. Just let yourself relax, feel safe in this place, and listen to the sound of our voice. For as you walk about this place and discover it, feel it, smell it, enjoy it, you notice that there's someone else there with you. It's a younger you. It's a you that in the past sacrificed for money. A you that feels compromised, used, wasted perhaps, exhausted, depleted, frustrated, filled with rage and anger and feeling powerless. That self, that you that went through that compromise. You may not remember what age it was. You may not even remember the best circumstance out of several to use. So just let that one come to you, knowing it's the right one, the right younger self, the correct one for you. Whether that younger self is 8, 21, 36, doesn't matter. Let that one come. And you may find a nice place to sit. And you sit down and you pat next to you. Come sit. Or maybe facing you. But you find some nice places to sit. Maybe a gazebo suddenly appears there and it's really nice to sit there. So they come. And they sit. Facing you or next to you. And you talk to them and you say, you know, it's time for me to make money the fun way. It's time for me to do it from my will, from my truth, to allow a greater sense of abundance for myself that I can enjoy, that's true to my nature. And I know that you, my younger self, suffered because you had to change yourself, diminish yourself, adjust yourself to making money. And you may think that that's the way it is about money, even now, for me. And it has been. I've had it in the back of my mind for years. But I want you to know, younger self, it doesn't have to be that way anymore for you nor for me. I've grown up now. Tell this one your age. Just mentally speak to this one, you know, my age is. And tell them the number of your age. They're going to look at you with quite a bit of surprise. They had no idea you were that old. They thought you were still there being them. And you laugh. You don't take that type of thing personally. Say, you see, I've had some years of experience here. But I'm going a new way. And so, dear younger self, I want to give you your freedom from money. It's time. I want to be free from money, too. I want to be free to experience the ease and flow of money as the illusion it is. And you've made it too real. And you fill me with frustration, anxiety, concerns, worries. And I appreciate all the help you're trying to give me, trying to support me, trying to warn me, trying to protect me. But you know, I'm taking it on from here myself. I'm taking responsibility from henceforth. And therefore, I don't need you to remind me anymore. Thank you so much. You did a good job. And I have a gift for you. I have a present for you. but we have to go someplace. So take my hand, and we're going to just go over here. And you take them by the hand, and you just kind of lead them somewhere. And out of the blue comes a door. It just maybe hovers there in the air. Magic door. And you could say to them, you know, my gift to you is on the other side of this door. Are you willing to go? And they, oh, yeah, that sounds nice. The freedom from money is on the other side of this door. Is that okay with you? Yeah, yeah. Okay. But you understand that when you go on the other side of this door, you may not want to come back to this side anymore. Oh, okay. Is that okay? Is that okay with you that I don't come back? What will you do without me? Dear one, you say, I am responsible for the truth of me. I am responsible from here on out. It's fine. I don't want you to come back to try and warn me, to unnerve me, to pull the rug out from under me, to warn me, to protect me. I don't need that anymore. So I would like it if you would go on the other side, find what you want to find, and enjoy that, and stay there. And I'll think of you with love. And I'll be okay. I guarantee, I promise you, I'll be okay. So you open the door, and it opens very easily, and the two of you walk through. On the other side of the door is your younger self's perfect life. A lot of it is what you would consider perfect, too, because your younger self has been working with you all down through the years. So a lot of your fantasies, a lot of your work, a lot of your efforts have been fairly recent, even if the self you're working with is very young. The perfect life is there. There's plenty of money, a beautiful home, all the status your younger self could possibly want or use, the coolest people, the greatest opportunities, money just almost coming out of one's ears so much. Perhaps your younger self dreamed of opulence and luxury. Here it is. Perhaps you still hold fantasies of it. Here it is. Let your younger self go and play. Let your younger self go and explore, enjoy. You also are providing for your younger self good friends who will never betray, never harm, never hurt, never be mean, never reject. It's safe, fully safe. And you give them, on top of all this abundance that they see there, even the gardeners and all the workmen and everybody that comes to keep the place in tip-top shape, you give them a little machine. And this machine has little levers on it. And when they push a lever, a bill comes out. It may be a $50 bill, a $100 bill, or $20 bills. Maybe about three of those bills comes out. And they can push the lever as many times as they want, and it will never be exhausted. It is called a money machine. You say, here is my present to you. You're henceforth free from money. And you hand them the money machine. See? Go just push that. They push it, $50 bill comes out. Oh, look at that. Here's $100. Oh, look at that. And they get excited, and they go and push, 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 push. And all these bills start, hundreds start just flying out of it. And they think, oh my gosh, this can't last, this can't last. Yes, it can. It's infinite. They can go on. You can do this all week if you want, but your finger's going to be pretty sore. They look elated. They're free. They're free. They're free. And you can feel empathetically with them. You can feel their relief. Oh, I don't have to ever worry about money again. I don't have to ever do anything I don't want to do for money again. Ever, ever, ever. I have all the money I could possibly want and more. I can go and give it away to all my friends. I can set up foundations. I can go save the planet. Yeah. You go get them. You support your younger self in their enthusiasm. Whatever they want to do, they can do now. They say thank you again, and I'm going to leave now, so stay here and have a good one. They say thank you. I think I will. You hug them, maybe kiss them, touch them, and then walk away. And walk back out through that door and close it behind you. And you take a nice deep breath and exhale out all that old stuff. All that old stuff about money. All those old limiting beliefs about what's required for money. All the belief about how money is hard to get. All the beliefs about how people don't like you if you don't have money. All the beliefs about how you can't get anywhere, you can't get anything done, you can't live in a nice place without money. You have to have lots of money. Let it go. Let all your attachments to money go. Let all the meaning of money go. Let it go. Out the vortex it goes. All sorts of crap about money. Any pain, sorrow, suffering, anger, resentment, rage you have left about money, send it out now. That's good. Any fear of money and what is required to get it, hold on to it, to not lose it, to do it right, to work it right, to do the right thing by it, to be correct with money. Let it go. Through the vortex. And any of that feeling that when you have lost money, that feeling of failure that sits in your stomach or heavy on your shoulders, the pressures you feel, let that go now. All of it. Come on, breathe it out. Into the vortex with you. We're working with you. You're getting a lot out here. You really are. You're cleaning up good. All right. So just float now just a little bit. Just float in the lightness. There's like space now in your energy field where all the money issue was sitting. It's light now. It's light. Just feel yourself a little floaty. Just floating. And then you notice you're surrounded with stars. A sky of stars. You're floating amongst the stars. Sparkles of light. winking at you in love. Stars, every one of them a light being. Who loves you? And some of those stars move from their position and they come together above you and form a bright star. A big, big bright star. You can feel the light of it on the top of your head. This is the way we show ourselves, as we are a group of light beings. And we, the bright star, send a beam of light down to you. And as it touches your head, feeling that light touch your head, recognize it's a column of light that surrounds you. Let us surround you in light. Let us surround you in a beautiful, shimmering light. Some of you are experiencing lavender. Some of you are experiencing turquoise. And some of you are experiencing pearlescent white, that's white with all the colors in it. Just feel the light surround you. Let yourself be held in the light. We're going to fill you up with light. And all those empty spots, fill you up with value. Because you see, those places where you held money issues or places where you didn't value yourself, places where you got angry at yourself and judged yourself and felt yourself incompetent or less than in some way. Maybe you felt that you were too weak, too old, too handicapped in some mental or emotional function, too ignorant, too naive. All that's gone now. There's just a space there. Your orientation to money is, well, disoriented. So let us fill you up now. Let us bring in the light of your higher divine self. Let us be the conduit of value, because your value is from who you are, not what you do. It has nothing to do with any particular frequency on the planet. Your value has to do with you, the light being, the powerful reality creator, the spark of consciousness that you are. Divine by your nature, of infinite value and worth, infinite. We remind you who you are as we fill you with this memory, because you have been all from God's stuff. You particleized yourself into a lifetime. And while you may not see all of who you are, let yourself be connected to the greatness of you, to the value of your divine nature. All those stars that surrounded you, all those beings, step closer to you now. They're here to support you, to love you. If you have made mistakes with money in your past, forgive yourself now. It's done. It's over. You're new. You're a new person now. Just let it go. Let the rest of the past go. Let the old image of you and money go now. Let us fill you up with the new image of you, valuable and capable and willing to receive. And your friends are here. Your spirit guides, your helpers, your mentors, masters, teachers have joined us to surround you, to give to you, to give to you energy, to infuse you with an energy of value. This is your value. It's not their value they're giving you. It's your valuing that they are reminding you of, that they are showing to you. You've always been this valuable. You will never not be valuable. Value is a frequency as well. Choose it. Allow yourself to be valuable now. Feel your value, not in what you do, but who you are. And we're going to send spirals of light down through you, a download, ribbons of different colors with codes of value to unwind, to unfurl, to unfold in your life, to attract to yourself greater abundance and prosperity. Drink it in. Receive. Come on, receive. And say to yourself now, make the choice. Say mentally to yourself, I now allow myself to receive financial abundance with harm to none. I now allow myself to receive financial abundance with harm to none. And the download is begun. And the clearing is done. You are free to begin again. Let yourself come back. Just kind of gently come back. Aware of your body. Gently, gently, gently opening your eyes. That's it. And when you encounter a financial issue, say, I am a different person today. It is just a frequency of vibration. And I am a powerful reality creator in my value. And I choose to receive money. So let us see where the magic will be. Anticipate and expect magic. As always, a pleasure to work with you. A download goes on through the night. It only ends when you get up tomorrow morning. Pay attention to your dreams. You may have some interesting symbols or messages in your dreams. We will be with you. You can call us. We will be there. We may be there anyway. Some of your friends are going to be there anyway, working with you all night long, so that in the morning when you get up, you're going to feel lighter, freer. Remember that feeling. That's more truthful to who you are. And there's a great world out there. Yeah, consensus reality, that can seem to be inhibitionary, can seem to be reluctant to go to experience. But it's your illusion, dear ones. And when you radiate value, it can be a heck of a lot of fun. And it can welcome you. Let yourself receive, be valuable, radiate your truth. Live according to your nature and have a lot of fun. A beautiful life, a new template awaits. We've enjoyed working with you this evening, as always, and we always look forward to any other opportunity that we have to work with you. We surround you, dear ones, with our light and, as always, our love.
Thank you.
You're welcome.